Bradone stood on the edge of the ridge, perilously close to the sickly orange mist. She screamed with her hands over her ears, as if she didn't want to hear herself either. Charlie would never say so if captured, but she thought her government was beginning to overdo this. Sure the woman was about to topple into the mist, Charlie squirmed across the jagged earth on a sore belly to grab her by the ankles and yank her feet out from under her. Bradone fell forward and would have gone over the precipice if Charlie hadn't hung on and dug the toes of her shoes into the jagged earth. The problem was not only Bradone. The problem was also the shoes Charlie had dug in the toes of to stop their slide into oblivion. Keds don't have tough toes. It's not like they were rushing to their doom, more like a slow, inexorable slippage. Bradone, inert and silent, as if she'd been knocked out or killed in her fall, hung about halfway over the side. All Charlie could see was her rump. Any more of Bradone McKinley over the edge, and the weight would increase the speed of their slide toward death.